Well, that's when this doctor, Dr. Brian Henry, who'd spent 2 years in McAllister for performing abortions, came to visit you.
He came to my house, and he visited me and asked me if I could help him get his license back. They'd taken his license away. I was just starting in this movement. I had no idea how to help a doctor get his license back, and he left extremely disappointed, and I felt terrible. I didn't even know who to ask to help him to get his license back.
You don't know what happened to him?
I asked him, I said, why did you start doing abortions in the first place? And he said that women would come to him and ask him to do abortions, and he wouldn't do it. And this very wealthy woman from Tulsa came and begged him to do an abortion because her husband was sterile and he couldn't impregnate her. If she came up pregnant, he'd divorce her and she'd lose everything. The doctor said he was sorry he couldn't do it. But then he heard the next morning on the radio that she'd been killed when she'd had an abutment hat on.
In a car.
And that's how she...
ended her life and the life of the unborn.
Yeah. After that, he started doing abortions.
But the group known as Moral, I understand you were asked to step down because you were divorced.
Yeah, after about 4 months... I was the only activist among the group, and I was pushing us ahead, but they somehow thought that because I was divorced, that it was a mark on the organization, so I stepped down.
This is in the early 70s?
Yeah.
So we're thinking about divorce at that time as being really something to be looked down upon.
I know. It's so archaic.
And obviously abortion had been the same way.
Yeah.
Still is, of course, in many circles. But back then it was in the darkness.
Yeah.
So you were representing both sides here. You stepped down because you were divorced.
Yeah.
And is that then when you went to Michigan?
Well, my friend Sharon went in her office and she threw this pamphlet at me and said, here, apply for this. And I applied for this fellowship. They accepted me. So I put my kid and my stuff into my little blue Mustang. And we took off to go to Michigan, and my kid, who at that point was about 10 years old, said, Mom, a sign back there says we're going to Dallas. And I went, and we were. I turned the wrong way on 75. I said, oh, okay. So I turned around, and we went up to Michigan. I took about a year to get my master's up there.
Your master's in what?
Public health.
And that was at the University of Michigan?
Yeah,